In this episode on The Scent of Light, I will speak on belonging. We all know that feeling of belonging, or when it is lacking and feeling alone. During the holiday family gathering, I noticed our 15-month-old great-granddaughter clinging to her mother. She's beginning to feel that belonging with her other relatives as well, especially with her two grandmothers who dote over her. She, like us, will develop her preferences for belonging in making friends, and she is being guided by her parents to be open to new friends of different appearances and colors of skin. She's learning to socialize, to interact with other humans, some close to her age, like her 3-year older cousin, but most are older relatives and friends of the parents. She's also learning to interact with the family dog. This all helps mold her sense of belonging to her family and the nature they share. Eventually, she will extend her belonging to children of her age group, her peers that she will meet on attending school and growing up in her neighborhood. Clubs, sports, church, and hobby group memberships could also be expressions of her belonging as she matures into an adult. She may find a loving partner and start a family of her own with its special belonging. Participation in a group taps into a sense of belonging, so it is important that we understand our personal desire for belonging. Do we want to belong to a group of certain kinds of people that make us feel a certain way? How does this desire compare with the desire to fulfill the mission of the group? We can see that we already have two desires pulling in our decision-making. We can see how important it is that we know ourselves in a group setting. If we have a need to belong that is stronger than our loyalty to the mission of the group, then we'll make decisions to guard those friendships a priority. And the group mission may suffer a setback for those decisions not being the wisest choice. Belonging, as wonderful and necessary for the healthy development of the child, can be the bane of social decision-making if belonging is not lifted out of belonging exclusively to familiar people or ideas. This is why we have transformational events in our life, the near-death experiences, the born-again baptisms, the initiations into a higher, wider, and more inclusive consciousness of the mystics of religions around the world and of the ages. We see in these opportunities a glimpse of our true self, one with the universe, and with a unique purpose guided by the still small voice of our conscience. This self that holds this sense of cosmic belonging will be better able to make decisions in a group that favor the mission, which is now compared with one's conscience and no longer to popularity. We can, through daily meditations and mindfulness exercises, hold this cosmic belonging dear. My mentor wrote the following poem on belonging. When he uses the terms Lord, He, and God, take them, as he did when I knew him, as word symbols referring to an understanding surpassing our intellectual comprehension and notions of gender. Glorious Togetherness by William Hermans. The Lord has pulled you into light with spiritual friends in sight. They glow to tell the tale. You're now the love that feeds the flock. You're now the wave that hits the rock. A cloudburst in a gale. You weave on earth, God gives the thread, soon black, soon white, soon fiery red, now joy, and now distress. Whatever form you appear to be, it is still you, it is still He, glorious togetherness. This is Ken Norton on The Scent of Light. You can contact me via Ken at kennethenorton.com, and I would be glad to hear from you. The Scent of Light episodes are archived on the web at kennethenorton.com. That is kennethenorton.com. Thanks for listening.